USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Keystone XL pipeline worker Neil Crabtree said the energy industry tried to warn President Biden against policies hindering U.S. oil and gas production. The White House Tuesday says starting up the XL pipeline again would have no impact. Mr. Crabtree on Fox News disagrees.
I don't care if we got 9,000 leases available. I don't care if we got 90,000 available. No company is going to develop a new lease because they won't let us build the pipelines to move it once we do find it. Biden's using this policy of any way but an American way. We're in for some deep trouble.
Some 44 million South Koreans head to the polls today to elect the country's next president. Polls revealed voters are looking for a leader who can root out corruption, heal the divided nation, and polarize politics, and kickstart negotiations to curb North Korea's nuclear threat. Essentially, the race is between liberal Lee Jae-myung and conservative Yoon Suk-yeol. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rich Rosario. We could all use a getaway this spring break, and Kalahari Resorts, home to America's largest indoor water parks, provides an escape the whole family will love. From the giant wave pool to the thrilling slides, Kalahari's indoor water parks will provide an always 84 degrees and sunny spring break getaway. With locations in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas, your family's ideal getaway is just a short road trip away. Make your reservation today at KalahariResorts.com.
A former leader of the Proud Boys is in custody for his role on January 6th. John Hunt reports.
Henry Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group, was arrested in connection to his organization's role in planning the January 6th attack. While Tarrio is not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, the indictment alleges that he led the advance planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys during the breach. The indictment from the State Department alleges that Tarrio continued to direct and encourage the Proud Boys prior to and during the events of January 6th, and that he claimed credit for what happened on social media.
Scientists say they have found the well-preserved sunken wreckage of Endurance more than a century after it was lost to the Antarctic ice. The Falklands Maritime Heritage Trust says the wreck has been filmed but would not be touched. The vessel sits in 10,000 feet of ocean in the Weddell Sea. The 1915 loss was captained by Frank Worsley. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody
are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
As Russia continues their unjust invasion of Ukraine, an estimated 60 to 100,000 foreign fighters have joined the fight. Dual U.S.-Ukraine citizen Miro Popovich tells his story to CNN.
Now I'm in Kiev, and I'm helping our military and police as much as I can using my military experience that I gained in U.S. Army and Afghanistan. Well, you know what? The most important skill that you can learn in the military and during any war is the stress and how you handle stress. And I know that I've been into some situations where stressful situations when I was serving in U.S. Army. And now I'm bringing this as the most important experience because there's a lot of young guys here. They never seen blood. They never fire a weapon and they never heard a gunshot. So I'm here sort of helping them to overcome this. And of course, I know how to use, I'm proficient with some of the weapons. So that's, I'm bringing that to the table.
It's been rumored that sharks in the ocean don't sleep at all. The fact that some sharks must stay on the move to facilitate their breathing has led to this idea. A new study, however, finally confirms these animals do slumber. Ecophysiologist Michael Kelly from the University of Western Australia says after monitoring sharks across a 24-hour period, it revealed their oxygen levels consistently decrease during these periods of restfulness and are indeed sleeping. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.